This call is being recorded.
Hello?
Tom.
Johnny.
What's up, man?
Nothing. I just got the email, so thank you very much. That looks great.
Yeah. Hey, if on that last comment or the last correspondence you sent, if you want to reach out to those guys about seeing if they would be interested in answering some questions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I realize that some may not be current donors. You're right. It may be the driver we need for some of them. So,
okay. Yeah, I'll be happy to do that. And I'm sure they would appreciate it. Hey, Allie.
Come on.
Hey, Bob.
How are you?
I'm great. I am trying to, I don't know if you guys have had it, but it's been raining since Friday.
Oh, yeah, and it sure has here. Well, because we can talk more on it later on offline, but Linda and I moved down there now. We live in Nolansville.
What?
Yep.
You kind of moved down here and and just thought to spring that on me right now?
Well, I was going to show up at your doorstep tomorrow night for dinner, and I just...
Well, you should have. I mean... What a knucklehead.
Well, I'm not down there, but I am. I moved down there. My house is holes moved down there, but I'm staying up here working for another few more years till I retire. So I'm working in the oil and gas. Sharing an apartment with a buddy near the racetrack, near the Casino Meadows.
So where in Nolansville? Is it closer to the high school or more up towards Old Hickory Boulevard?
Close to the high school, I believe.
Okay.
We're not far. We are not far from a little community where they have some shops or restaurants.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'll have to come up and see you when you're here.
Yes.
Hey, y'all.
I'll let you know that. Yeah. So just the movers just moved up in on Monday.
Well, I'm glad you didn't tell me so I didn't have to help you move stuff in.
You know, we'll be moving furniture. So Linda wants you to help move like the big China bureau. Weighs 1,050 pounds. That's your job.
I'm busy that day. I don't know.
No, you can't hide. We'll find you.
I hear you. Well, that's great news. Hey, is anybody on the actual website or did you all call in?
I'm on the website, but it's looks like it's trying to process.
Okay.
Anybody else?
I just wanted to...
Yeah, Tom, it's JJ here. I'm loading the preview now for the spreadsheet. Or whatever you put up there.
Okay. I've got that.
Five areas of focus.
Yeah. I just want to see if you guys could see it when I put it on there. Ugh. It's kind of small. Let me see if I can get that to be bigger. Does that work better for those of you who are seeing it?
Yeah, it works for me on my computer.
Okay. Good. All right, let's give it another minute or two to see who else joins. Jason was going to have a little bit of trouble. I'm not sure if Patrick's going to be on. Eric's got a work conflict.
I just saw that.
I'm here just mixing a drink.
Good for you. So hopefully something good.
Can you do that? And Rick, can you do
bourbon
that
and ginger?
I hope it's a crappy bourbon that you're mixing with that ginger ale.
It is.
Did you say mixing with ginger ale?
Jim Beam.
Okay. That's against state law and federal.
Somebody gifted me a bottle of Jim Beam. What else am I going to do with it? I'm not going to drink it straight.
On the rocks.
Not Jim Beam. Yeah, you need to break that one up. Jordan, I got a really good bottle of Dickel. George Hi. Dickel. It's a Tennessee whiskey. They yep. did a cask strength. And it is incredible. It's 107 proof, so it's a little hot, but it's very tasty.
I just had the Weller Antique 107. That's out of this world. So I'm sure it's probably pretty close to that.
No, Weller is incredible, but it's good. All right, let's just give it another 1 minute, and then we'll get started, and we'll go through our stuff quickly. Oh, I think Patrick said he could not be on this week. Patrick Farley. All right, so we're down a man. We're down several men. Then I'm sorry if you hear my dumb dog lapping up water in the background. He's very rude. Okay. He is. He's an idiot too. So, all right, give me one more minute. I just got to pull up one more file. And I'm sorry, guys, I did not put out an agenda for today, even though I've got a ton of stuff to go over. I frankly forgot. All right, if anybody else joins us, then we'll deal with it. So I'm going to call this September meeting of the Alpha Alumni Chapter Board of Directors meeting to order. Johnny, can you call roll, please?
Will do. Bob Loffner, AP 68, Regional Leader for Pittsburgh.
Present.
Anthony Twan Grayley, AP 359, Regional Leader for Charleston. Ken Burko, AP 367, Regional Leader for the Carolinas. Patrick Farley, AP 67, Historian, is out tonight. Jordan Feathers, AP 438, Vice President, Chief Risk Officer. He's there.
He's here.
He just Craig Winkle, you. AP 69, Vice President, Fundraising. Jason Hyatt, AP 466, Vice President, Chief Information Officer. John George, Secretary, is here. Patrick Folio, AP 147, Treasurer, Chief Financial Officer.
He'll be calling in. Mark okay. him present. He's calling in.
Thank you. Eric Baldwin, AP 412, VP, Chief Operating Officer. He is out tonight. And Matt Loff, AP 628, Executive Vice President. Tom Bigley, AP 284, President and Chief Executive Officer.
Present.
And I believe we also have Emily Cannon, our chapter advisor, present. Is that correct?
Correct. I'm here.
Welcome, Allie. Tom, take it over.
Okay, thank you. Can I have a motion to dispense with the reading of last month's minutes?
I do so. 68 motions.
Can I have a second, please?
Jordan, seconds.
Without objection, we'll dispense with them. Okay. Allie, why don't you kick us off and kind of catch us up to date on what's happening with the student chapter?
Sure. So the guys just ended their first ever informal rush week about a week ago. They resulted in 5 new members, but they are ongoing rushing until finals week. So there's a couple opportunities for them to get out and meet new men for the fraternity. I'm actually suggesting a couple on-site events like Discover WVU Day and just get their name out there, as well as other volunteer opportunities to get the PICAP name out there. And I'm working with them to do a recruitment plan for the rest of the semester and form a rush in the spring. Additionally, I don't know if you saw the news. There was another fraternity that disassociated this week. I just want to make sure that everyone was aware. Alpha Sigma Pi, or Alpha Sigma Phi, I can't remember, disassociated yesterday. I'm just giving everyone an update. The university is still working to figure out what's happening with this Greek life system, and in talks with these fraternities that have disassociated with their nationals. But I wanted to make sure everyone on this phone call knew that you are aware of the proceedings and how they're moving forward with this. It doesn't affect anything that goes on with PICAP, but I just want to make everyone aware. Any questions about that?
I'm going to talk about that too in my report.
Okay. Additionally, as for our chapter, everything's going pretty smoothly. Tom was so generous with his time and came up last week to discuss recruitment with the guys. So everything since then has been moving very, very smoothly, very productive. We're meeting weekly with exec. They have a couple philanthropy opportunities coming up. As soon as I get more details on that, I'll be sure to share with the alumni board. That's great. All I've got.
Thank you very, very much. Good stuff. And like I said, I'll talk about the what they're calling like a separated or another interfraternity council for these groups that are separating. I'll spend time in doing that. My visit up to Morgantown last week as a member of the Board of Alumni Advisors was really good, and I'm pleased with, you know, what we wound up doing. And this is not a slam at all on them or the national staff, but these guys are they're running 1,000 miles an hour, and I just don't think that they've got they didn't have the foundation that they needed to really productively move in a direction that they need to be moving. So Allie and I spent some time with them just trying to, you know, help them understand what they really need to be doing, what they need to be focusing on, and also the kind of the hierarchy in terms of how things get done within our chapter and within the national organization. So pleased to have been able to do that. So great. All right. Next up is we'll go into our officer reports, and Bob, why don't you kick things off?
Gladly, Tom. I am trying to think, since we last, do we have a conference last?
In August.
Last month in August?
We did.
So did you just say, did I give you my report about the pirate night?
Yeah, I mean, you reported on that in last month's meeting.
But again, it was good. And Ali, just so you know, those guys are great young men. I just they have been tempered and fostered very well. Just they make me very, very proud to be a PICAP. And I guess you might have we had a report about. I got this. I don't want to get off track here, but it was nice to be able to see a lot of the guys in Charlotte for the WVU Tennessee game. That was great. So kudos to Ken Burko. But I guess the moment at hand here for Pittsburgh is about the Journey of Hope 2019, the Billy Experience / Journey of Hope. And unfortunately, this year didn't turn out that well. I think there were just some confusing parts with coordination with, because I assumed that Charlotte was going to have a group of Pittsburgh area. Pike and Pi alumni. That's not Alpharo, but all over, because I think Pike and Pi has a big group of alumni all over from all over chapter. But Tom and I have talked offline about this, something we'll still spearhead. We'll learn lessons learned, move forward for August of 2015 for the 2019 for the 2019 Journey of Hope North. It's a great deal, so I think we can make this happen, Tom. But we've done it in 2015, 2016, but in 2017, but unfortunately 2018 didn't turn out so well. You want to interject with some things, Tom?
Well, yeah, just to kind of further, the communication I had with Bob came after a conversation that I had that I told you guys that I would be. I finally was able to have a long conversation with the folks at the Ability Experience, and we reviewed what happened. They took the criticism very well. We didn't harp on it. But in relation to Pittsburgh, and I'll touch on the other things in my report, but in relation to Pittsburgh, we all agreed that starting now and working towards the visit, which is already on schedule for August 4th, 5th, and they leave on the 6th. They arrive on the 4th, they have an off day on the 5th, and they will be departing Pittsburgh early in the morning on the 6th. We're going to be working on an event. I suggested perhaps that might be a great day to do the same thing that you did up in Pittsburgh last year with the ball game. We're gonna start working on getting lodging for them this year, and we're gonna work through the University of Pittsburgh and try to get the dorms for them. We'll work on the meals, and then we'll work on that friendship visit that guys can come in and see the team when they arrive at the facility up there that they usually do. So we've got a point person from the Ability Experience that's going to work with Bob for however long he's up there. If he is still in Pittsburgh and able to coordinate this, then they'll work together. So I'm pleased that we're doing this, and we'll have something really nice to do. So that was the news. So thank you, Bob.
Looking forward to it, Tom. I think we've got a good things here. I think we've got a good things building. And we need to have a little bit of modification, but because we had the pilot, we got together the pilot organization for the associate chapter out of Morgantown. So we got good connections there, and I think we can work with our connections with.
Yeah.
Dave Goldberg is an executive with Allegheny Health Network, which is a big health network in Pittsburgh. So I believe we put things in advance, we can work have a good go.
Well, we've got some news on Dave Goldberg that you'll be seeing tomorrow in the newsletter or tonight when Jason puts it out. But for those of you that don't know, Dave got a new job. He was named the chief executive officer at Mon General Hospitals in Morgantown. And he and his family, he's going to stay and commute for a while until his kids finish high school. But Dave is going to be employed at Mon General. So it was a great, great news for Dave. So anyway, keep your eyes out for that tomorrow during the newsletter. So anything else, good. Bob?
No, sir.
Okay. One thing that I'm going to ask all the regional leaders to do, but especially Tuan and you, Bob, is shoot an email out again following up for homecoming next weekend, just to remind guys that if they're going to be coming to town, that we'd ask that they register using the events page so we can get an accurate head count and make sure that we've got what we need to do that. So, all right. Historian is not with us. I'll just tell you that We have received the official logo for the 40th rechartering and our rechartering. It's really sharp. Jason, Patrick, and I worked with the communications team down at the national office to get an approved logo to use for it. And I think you guys are all going to really like it. I'll get that out to everyone soon. I just wanted to let you know it's there. So we're going to be working towards that. And we've got about a week left, I think, maybe even a little less, to get in on the discounted room rate for the Holiday Inn. So if you guys are coming in, you might as well save yourself a couple bucks by reserving your room now and taking advantage of the slight discount that you get after October 1st. That price goes up. So we'll communicate that out. But if you guys are staying at the hotel, there's no reason why you shouldn't reserve and lock in that lower rate. It's $99 a night. So.
And Tom, you'll say this: I got my room. So does Bill Fuchs, so does Steve Merck, and now so does Chuck Huber. So four of the original recharting group do have theirs.
Yep. Yeah, we're gonna have a good turnout. So I encourage all of you guys that are coming in from out of town to go ahead and reserve your room. Okay. Next up, we'll go to our Vice President, Chief Risk Officer Jordan.
All right. Tom and I had a talk yesterday about the ability experience tying into the organization here in Morgantown that I think most of everybody is familiar with, Stepping Stone. I was involved in a meeting last month from Stepping Stones. They are looking to beautify and change their miracle field. What they're trying to do is put in handicap accessible playground equipment around the ballpark as it sits right now, and enhance the fan experience with signage and concessions and better seating and all those types of things. Right now it just kind of sits almost in an asphalt parking lot, and there's this beautiful field sitting in the middle of it, but there's not much alongside of it. So as part of this meeting that I was actually involved in through Rotary, we've pledged our support. Milan Park Board has pledged their support financially and with some land. And then the ability experience is going to tag along here and get on board with the possibly helping to design push forward this playground equipment. So speaking with Monica yesterday, she was super excited to hear that the ability experience is interested in doing this. And Tom, I did ask her to send that one-page kind of synopsis and any photo renderings that they may have to you.
Great.
She said she would send that out as quickly as she had it all put together. So be on the lookout. But if you don't get it shortly, just let me know and I'll poke again to see if she can get it your way.
Very good.
Timeline for this is probably more like springtime by the time everybody kind of gets their ducks in a row with all the renderings and the finances behind it and what all pledges are going to need to come from the different organizations involved. But we told her basically to go big and, build this up as big as she feels she wants to go with it. And then and we'll all get behind it. And if we need to pare some things back or do it in stages or tiers or whatever, then that'll be organized at a later date.
That's great. Perfect.
Yep. The other piece that you asked me to talk about with her was the undergraduate chapter coming and volunteering. From the sounds of it, there were a good many of them. She didn't give me a number, but a good many of them actually went through in the springtime kind of an orientation / paperwork session. They had to kind of register to be a volunteer. From that point on, though, she has not seen any of them. She sends out emails regularly to not them specifically, but the entire volunteer kind of cache, so to speak. Once they get their paperwork in, their email is entered, and they'll send out a reminder, hey, we've got this volunteer experience coming up. And so far, none of the undergraduates have taken part in any of that. So they're not going to chase people down to come volunteer because they do have a large list. But if they want to get involved, all they have to do is show up. So as of yet, none of them have come to actually volunteer their time.
That's vastly different than we heard.
Tom,
please.
Sorry, I'm going to chime in really quick. This is for Stepping Stones, correct? The volunteering. Sorry, my dog is barking. The guy, Seth, who is the philanthropy chair right now, Seth Parmer, actually received a call from Stepping Stones last week that said they no longer are accepting more volunteers for events. So all of the guys that I think 40 out of the 60 guys that we have gone and done recent training through Stepping Stones in the last semester, so since August. However, they did call and tell Seth that they were not accepting very many volunteers anymore because they were like at a cap of volunteers. So I know currently Seth is looking for other options that they can help with in the community here in Morgantown to give back to the Ability Experience. So just wanted to make sure that was on your radar.
Right, and we had discussed that. It's they do have a number of volunteers that they choose from, and once they get to that level, they try not to bring in any more unless people start dropping off. But those that have already registered sounds like are more than welcome to come to these events. So the ones that are registered and in their system can get involved at any time.
Okay, I'll check with Seth on that too, see if he's been getting the emails, and I'll let him know as well.
Yeah, Allie, just to relay to Seth and Keenan, that's a huge part of the rechartering.
Right.
And so they've got to be documenting those volunteering hours. So we've got to get them, whatever the miscommunication, if you don't mind intervening and maybe helping that along, I'm sure that if you don't know Monica or whoever that person that Seth spoke with, perhaps you can, Jordan can give you the contact information for Monica, and then maybe you could just ensure that that's getting done. So Basil Lyman, the CEO of Ability Experience, talked to me about that specific point yesterday. So we just got to make sure that they're engaged.
Definitely. Jordan, if you can send me her email, I'll for sure reach out this week and let Seth know at the exec meeting we have tomorrow.
Very good. I'll send it to your way.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Yep. That's the end of my report, Tom.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you, your work in spearheading that for us. It's going to be huge. All right. Craig is not on. Nothing's really changed from the fundraising standpoint, so we'll talk more about that later. Our chief information officer, Jason, is not with us. Unfortunately, he blew a motor in his car, so he's dealing with that. Poor him. I feel bad for him. Okay. Next up, our secretary and chief communication officer, John.
The only thing I have, as you mentioned earlier, a newsletter will be released tonight pending Jason's car issue or sometime tomorrow.
Okay. I did not put anything in. Okay. Also, I guess I could do this. I'll do this in my report, but I do have something in regards to the Constitution and bylaws that you're going to need to address here in the next little bit. I'll just wait until my report. All right. Thanks, John. Newsletter looks fantastic, so I'm thrilled about that. Okay. Our treasurer and chief financial officer, Patrick, you're on.
Hello. Okay, you can hear me. We have cash in the bank, but unfortunately I've been rather busy for the past 2 months and haven't looked at anything but work and other things. So I have a lot of heavy lifting to do, which I need to get done starting hopefully by the end of this week. I do know that there are, I don't think I anyone has any outstanding expenses that I need to reimburse with the exception of myself. And that's pretty much it for right now.
Okay. I do have an expense from last week. I purchased pizza for the executive council meeting, and I'll get that to you just so you have it. The only other thing is that I just wanted to remind you that we need to incorporate $500 into our budget for the foundation contribution. So,
yeah, I saw that.
Okay. Just wherever you can do that. And that can be done at any time. So,
because you just reminded me, we did make a donation to, was it Parker's brother?
Yeah.
Parker's brother, if you remember Parker, who was one of our consultants last year, his brother is suffering from leukemia. And there was a GoFundMe campaign launched for him, and the undergraduate chapter donated. And I, without even really asking Tom, went ahead and donated $500 from the alumni chapter. So just want to give you all a heads up that we did do that.
I think that's perfectly good and acceptable. I ain't got no problem with that. All right, great. I appreciate that. Eric's not on. We've got to nail down, and I'll talk to Eric about this. We've got to nail down the strategic planning meeting dates. If guys can't make it into Morgantown, then we're just going to have to do a conference call or video conference to have those, that meeting done. But we've got to spend some time doing it. I know Allie gave 2 weekends that she could do it. Eric said that he was good with it. So we just need to finalize it, let Keenan know, let Turner know, and then we'll hold that meeting and move forward. So very important. And it's also a good timing because of the transition, the new officers that are coming in, they'll have the plan, and then we can work backwards for the student chapter and ourselves to make sure that everybody's in line. So I'll follow up with Eric, and then we'll get that online. Matt is not with us, and so I guess that is time for my report. And couple things that I just wanted to discuss really quickly. One of the things, again, in the five areas of focus is we also need to have or sponsor a scholarship for the students. That takes the form of many different things across the chapter, so we have some flexibility. I am going to be working on a sponsored scholarship, and I'm only going to ask for about $500. I think that's more than enough. That would probably cover a good amount for an undergraduate's books, although I haven't purchased textbooks lately, or I don't know how much that works, but $500 seems to be fair, and I think that would allow us to satisfy what we need to do and also really help them out a little bit, whoever wins that scholarship. Merit-based, grades, service to the fraternity, things in there. Obviously, leadership, that would be the criteria that we would use to judge. It would be voted upon by us as a board of directors, so all those things. So I'm going to work on that, and I'll have something out on that soon. As I mentioned, I had a conversation yesterday with Denise Nelson regarding the Constitution and bylaws. You guys saw the amendments that I put out last month or in late July. I want a little bit more of an update. And here's the issue right now. Mark Timmies came back and said, by the way, he does not want to see any mention of the Board of Alumni Advisors or the student chapter in our Constitution and bylaws. And I was trying to philosophically understand why. And, you know, my understanding from years of being in the fraternity, from years of what we've done as an alumni chapter over the years has always been supporting the student chapter, supporting the Board of Alumni Advisors through our advice, through our sharing of intelligence and what I call institutional intelligence, all these years that we have of experience to pass on to the students. But the dynamics have really shifted. And I mentioned this after Supreme Chapter, but Mark is hypersensitive to this right now. And his real reason is liability to alumni. And he's very concerned that in what's taking place right now, that if we're in any sort of position where alumni are advising the chapter outside of what the chapter advisors and the board of alumni advisors are doing, we stand at risk of liability that's not covered under the fraternity's umbrella for liability. So we have to remove anything that could be looked at and said, well, your constitution and bylaws clearly states that you advise the chapter and the chapter screwed up, so therefore we're including you into that. So we are going to go back, and I'm going to ask John to find any references to the student chapter, even in the context of the things that I had spoken about and where we found it, even in the amendments, where we name the student chapter, we name the Board of Alumni Advisors. I think it's safe for us to put, we stand in support of Alpha Rho. Very, nebulous, or something that can't be attached, and something that could say, well, yeah, of course they support their chapter, but their chapter is broad and could also reference the alumni chapter. So, John, if you could, over the course of the next week or two, is just reread the Constitution and make sure that we, you know, with those amendments that we ratified and passed a couple weeks ago, clear up a lot of it, but anywhere that it's named, I just need you to look at the Constitution with a fine-tooth comb and make sure that we eliminate any references directly to the student chapter.
Okay, I can do that.
And, you know, I don't think, because the amendments, I'll be happy to entertain a differing opinion on this. I don't think in doing this, we're going to need to go back once again and ask for ratification of this in the form of amendments. I think that the last round took care of that because we explained what the spirit of it was and what we were doing. I just think the direct naming of the group can be changed without having to once again go back and ask our members to amend the Constitution. But again, if anyone disagrees with that, now's the time, or share with me your thoughts if you think that's necessary. Okay, good. So, John, if you'll work on that, that would be fantastic.
Got it.
Okay. Okay. The next thing I've got is I just want to update a little bit more and outline my conversation that I had with Basil Lyman, who's the executive director of the Ability Experience. He also had a couple other of his staff members on, including that guy Andrew, who's going to be the point person for Bob and what we're doing for the Journey of Hope in Pittsburgh. As Jordan said, one of the things that we've got to do as part of that is sponsor a day of service or a camp. And the difference between the two is a day of service is a day, a camp is a weekend. A day of service is pretty light work for something that we can tackle with maybe our student chapter and alumni who live in town. The camp is, again, it's a little more extensive, where we'll be inviting in chapters from the surrounding area and try to get, again, as many alumni as possible in. But we're going to spearhead this thing. So that's what Jason's working on with Stepping Stones. And I'm really excited about that because I think it's going to be a good time. Hopefully it won't be too close to our rechartering, because again, I know how difficult it sometimes is to get guys to come in for multiple events in one semester, or close together like that. So, but we'll do our best.
Tom, can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Is this just an activity, or is it a fundraiser?
No, it's so again, the project that the the Stepping Stones is going to do is, a, for lack of a better term, it's a beautification of their facility in Morgantown. It's a big undertaking. It's a big thing. You know, based on my conversation with Jordan, and I'll get the plan soon. There's also some, you know, their accessible playground is in need of renovation.
Yeah. Okay. Community service.
So we're going to provide the manpower, and we'll be helping Stepping Stones apply for the grant through the Ability Experience. So this is right up their alley. You know, it almost seems like a perfect match for what they typically do. So I'm confident we'll get this done, and it'll check off what we need to check off. The other thing that I talked about, which I sent out an email this morning, if you guys took a look at it, were these challenge groups and challenge events. And every year, the Ability Experience partners up with different marathons and 5Ks and half marathons across the country. And what they're looking to do is, and I hope that I made this clear in the email this morning, was find guys that would be willing to partner with a kid or person with a disability that can't run on their own and needs to be pushed. So they'd be running the marathon and pushing somebody with them. I know that we've got a few of our members that do participate in marathons and half marathons. So I'm hoping that we'll find a few guys that would be willing to do this. But as I said, if one of those races are not in a convenient location for our members, if they wanted to do something as simple as a 5K in their own community and wanted to push somebody and participate that way, we can accommodate, and the Ability Experience will work with us to match up the event and the fundraising that needs to take place, and then help with the communications in the community to find somebody that might want to participate and match them up with one of our members. So it's a really cool thing. And I'd imagine that these are fantastic ways of serving our you know, service events, and it's something that we really need to be doing. So I'm excited about it. In fact, as much as I hate running, I mean, loathe it, I'm going to look for an opportunity here in Nashville to do a 5K. I'm not going crazy. I'm not doing a half marathon, or God forbid, a full marathon, but I'm going to try to do it here. And I'd encourage you guys, anyone who's active and in fitness and likes to run, to do the same. But that goes a long way. So the other matter that I wanted to take up with you and expand on a little bit is what Ali said of what's taking place on campus. So again, if you remember, Dr. Richardson was on with us and discussed the Reaching the Summit initiative that was started last spring. And just a quick refresher, what the Reaching the Summit program was designed to do was to put some parameters around the behaviors and goals of each fraternity so that they could be assessed on whether or not they were actively participating in what would be considered a good Greek community. A lot of this stemmed back from when Nolan Birch, with Kappa Sigma was killed. And it's a response to that to really step up and change that culture. Part of the Reaching the Summit plan was Dr. Gee, President Gee, instituted a deferred recruitment, which means that first semester freshmen are not eligible to join a fraternity. So, you know, there's a ton of reasons, and I went over this with the student chapter. There's a ton of reasons why the fraternities and established fraternities, especially the traditionally big ones up on the hill, don't like this. And the reason is because they don't know how to recruit. They've relied on, you know, having a big party and scraping up who's left on the floor and giving them bids. So in doing this, it requires them to work. Consequently, there's been a number of houses that have not been able to fill their houses because they just don't have enough membership, and membership has been declining for years. So A couple of months ago, it was started by the Kappa Alpha, one of their alumni. Bill Brewer, who's the president of their housing corporation, encouraged their student chapter to disassociate with the IFC and with the university, and basically they're calling themselves independent. Sigma Chi followed suit, and they've been a mixed case. They didn't fully vet it with their national office, but once they did, their national office is kind of on board with what they want to do and kind of still trying to work through the NIC and the university to try to help. But they are, as of right now, independent. And then, as Ali mentioned, there were two other groups that have made this proclamation that they're going to be independent and not follow the rules. So, as you guys know, Eric Dyson is very close with these fraternities, all of the fraternities, because of his work with the housing. And, you know, his career, his work now, it consists of doing the maintenance and repairs on a lot of these fraternity houses. So he's involved with a lot of the housing corporations and is part of this. And on my way home last Friday, Eric gave me the heads up that this was happening. And he and Mike talked to me and was curious about our take, the alumni chapter's take on all of this. And I've been in constant contact with our national office and our chief operating officer, Brandon Belote, in particular, in regards to this matter. And the position that we're going to take as an alumni chapter right now, which I shared with Eric and Mike, is that there's a number of reasons why we're not going to go down this road. We're not going to suggest this or advocate from the national office to do this. Number one, and the most important reason, is that to be a recognized chapter with Pi Kappa Phi, you have to be a recognized student organization. So if we were to pull the plug, if we were to do that and go the independent route, we lose our recognition as a student organization, and then we're out. So the minute we would do it, it would be the minute we lost the charter again, or the possibility of rechartering. That's the first and ending argument. But there's a couple other reasons that I think it's important not to do that. Number two is, I do think that from what I've learned, that the deferred recruitment in particular is a subject matter that I think is going to be negotiated and worked with between President Gee and the NIC groups. I think they're going to come to a compromise over time, and the compromise in my mind, and I don't have any information from Dr. Richardson, and I haven't talked to anybody at the NIC, so this is my educated guess, is that they're going to work on a way that you can recruit freshmen in the first semester, and it would be dependent upon the overall chapter GPA. It would be dependent upon, you know, satisfying risk management guidelines, meaning that they've kept their nose clean and haven't had any incidents in the past, you know, few semesters. And then maybe a few other things that that could say, yeah, you've shown that you're responsible, so we're going to allow you to recruit first semester freshmen. So I think it's going to settle itself out. And I just think it would be a really bad look for us to go against that. Number three is that, quite honestly, we've developed a very good relationship with the university. This partnership that we've got with them is something that I think is worth defending. And I think it's worth us making and doing our part to support their initiatives, because their intention, and I know this because I've spent a lot of time talking to Dr. Richardson, their intention is to make the Greek system great again. And, you know, the analogy that I could make to what the Greek organization, the Greek system at WVU looked like is if any of you've seen Moneyball, the main character talks about the Oakland A's in relation to the other baseball. And so the Greek system at WVU in relation to other really good Greek system is there are really good teams, there are bad teams, And then this is the quote. He says, and then there's 1,000 layers of shit. And then there's the Oakland A's. It's the same thing with the WV Greek system. There's good Greek systems. There's bad Greek systems. And then there's 1,000 layers of shit. And then there's WVU Greek system. So they're trying to improve that. I really, truly believe that's their intention. So I think if we get in there and rock the boat or suggest that we do this or side with the other fraternities and participate in that, we'll be in big trouble. Now, again, I think the concern that Mike has is certainly, you know, longer term, are we going to be able to sustain recruitment enough to be able to fill the house? Because no matter what, at the end of the day, we've got to fill the house. And I'm confident that we've put the message to these guys that we know next year is going to be filled. We're working with them right now on establishing good recruitment things so that they will never have to worry about having enough guys to fill the house. They understand when they joined and the bids that they gave to those guys, they understood that they have an obligation to live in that house. And if they choose not to, they can't stay associated. So I think I've allayed, or we're working to allay some of those fears that Mike has longer term if, you know, the deferred recruitment system stays in place. I think we're ahead of that. For those reasons, and I really wanted to make sure that we had this conversation in full transparency, to let you know what Eric and Mike were thinking on this, and to also make sure that you guys understand that this position of ours and why we're having it. So I'll leave it there. Do any of you guys have questions in regards to that? Or Allie, do you have anything further to comment on in regards to this?
No, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head with all of this. I know the guys right now, the current chapter members, are anxiously awaiting to hear from Mike about the house and leases and things. So I don't think we're going to have a problem, like you said, next year filling it. I think moving ahead, they've got some good strategies in place and they know the importance of recruiting and recruiting the right way. So we're going to be working on it. And I think I'm confident that it won't be a problem.
Okay. Well, if this happens to come up with them, again, just remind them, they just have to keep their heads down and just ignore it and go from there.
I do know Keenan got called into a special IFC meeting yesterday. So, and I'm 99% sure that conversation was the same kind of comments. Like, this doesn't involve you all. Please, like, you know, abide by the rules, et cetera. And I haven't heard anything different. So if I do, I'll make sure to alert all of you.
Perfect. Does anyone have any other questions in this on this subject?
No, Tom, I think you surmised everything very well.
Good. All right, excellent. Okay, for those of you who are on the web, I'm going to pull up our five areas of focus, and I just want to show you where we are on everything. The infrastructure category, we are all pretty good on that. There's nothing that's going to be needed to be done there. Information. We're good there. We fulfilled everything. We talked about the stuff that we're doing in terms of the history. And I'll remind Jason and get him with Noah Weaver, who's the historian, to be pulling in pictures from this year and putting them out on our website. We have the written history. The only things in the interaction thing we've talked about, we're going to have, we've already met most of those, and We've got all of that pretty much done. We're going to be adding a family member program to our website to capture information from our members about their families, who's got kids, when they have kids. That's something that they've asked us to do, so we'll do that. So we're getting where we need to be. We're working on everything that's not yet completed, but we know that they will be done. So we're in pretty good shape as far as this is concerned, and I'm looking forward to turning these from a no to a yes. So Patrick will update Denise tomorrow on, I'm sorry, 67, Patrick will be updating Denise tomorrow on where we stand this month so she can see what we're doing and how we're working on it, and then we'll be good to go. Okay, I think that covers everything for me. Again, if you guys are coming in for homecoming, just make sure you register and let us know what day you're coming in. We've got the fishbowl in the afternoon, and then Mike Turner is going to have some people over. It's a small group right now, very small, and that's okay. But Mike's going to have people over. We're going to have some food over there that night. Nothing fancy, nothing like Spring Alumni Weekend, just a small hangout. We'll cook some food, drink some beer, and go from there. Anybody have any questions? Okay. Is there any old business, John, that we need to discuss?
No.
Okay. Does anyone have any new business to introduce tonight? All right. And let's look. Anybody, the floor is open now. If you'd like to pass the gavel and say anything, now's the time.
Tom, this is Jordan. Bob Loughner hit on it earlier, and I think I'm not sure if Bob dropped off or not, but the event down in Charlotte was a fun time. Ken Burko definitely deserves a round of applause or maybe some Xanax or something. He was a little worked up about the whole thing, as you would be, kind of hosting that many people, and but he pulled it off, and the food was great, and everybody that that showed up had a great time. Of course, the game went in our favor, but yeah, leading up to it, it was in a perfect spot. We weren't, too far away from the stadium. It was pretty close to most of the hotels. It was, short walks and things like that. So, it was a very good event for being, in an area where probably not most of us are all that familiar to get in and out of, and it was very easy to find. So he did a great job.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we got some really positive feedback from that event. And to our chief financial officer's delight, the event actually made a couple bucks. So it was very well done. And again, guys that were down there that haven't done anything with the fraternity for a while got to experience it. And I'm pleased. I'm very pleased. And I'm sorry he's not on the call to receive some accolades. Thank you for bringing that up. Anybody else? Okay. Our next call is on Wednesday, October 17th, 6 o'clock. All right. So we'll put that out. John, if you could get the minutes up and the recording on the website, or to Jason so he can put them up, that'd be great. Can I have a motion to adjourn? Somebody.
I make a motion.
Patrick Folio, can I have a second, please?
I'll second that, Jordan.
Jordan seconds. Okay, without opposition, the meeting's adjourned. Thank you guys very much. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.